From the makers of Rice-A-Roni comes Macaroni, a creamy, delicious boxed mac and cheese that's not just good, it's cheesy good. Macaroni will please even the pickiest eaters with two magnificent flavors that will melt your heart, creamy cheddar and creamy white cheddar. If you love cheese, you'll love Macaroni by the makers of Rice-A-Roni. If you don't love cheese, well, that's just unbelievable. Try Macaroni. It's cheesy good.
Macaroni, the San Francisco treat.
If you're ready to elevate your driving experience, the first ever Kia K4 is worth a closer look. It combines style and performance with a sleek, futuristic design featuring Star Map LED headlights and an available panoramic display for unforgettable looks. Sirius XM comes standard in every Kia K4, bringing you closer to what you love. Plus, with an available 190 horsepower turbocharged engine, the Kia K4 delivers everything driving enthusiasts crave. Learn more at kia.com/K4.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Jay Carter, good morning again.
Good morning.
I must thank you for walking into the studio and handing me one of my own guitars.
In fairness, I've had it long enough, but I'm not to blame.
No, you're not. So you were in a panto last year,
yeah, in the Lark.
In the Lark in Balbriggan in Dublin, and the Lark needed a guitar.
Because
your character was a kind of a dark...
Yeah, see, I only have nice looking guitars.
That's
I
right.
don't have any like very
evil,
dark, beastly
heavy metal,
guitars.
Beastly
is probably
ones.
The best
yeah,
way to
yeah,
put
yeah.
it, yeah.
So I was contacted by young Brian who works up there, and he said, "Hey, have you got one?" I was like, of course I do. Take your pick. I've got many 6, black 000. Pointy ones. Yeah. But it's been a year. And like, to be fair, Brian's been trying to get it to me and I've been trying to meet Brian. It just hasn't happened. And he
eventually
walks in today. Look at this fella.
And the funniest thing is we're looking to lend another one for this year.
You need the pink one off me this time.
That's the
I get
reason
it.
We've
yeah,
been
yeah,
doing
yeah.
It
totally,
really.
It's totally fine. Well, listen, are you doing any panto stuff?
I am. I'm back in the Lark.
See, this
again
is brilliant.
This year.
Get straight into this then.
I'm a nice character this year. I'm Prince Charming.
Oh,
no.
Brilliant.
So we're doing Cinderella. And this is the second year that I'm with the Lark. This is my 10th panto, which is crazy to say.
I love panto. I have to say, like, I was talking to someone the other day who shall remain nameless, a friend of mine, and he just said he will never like go to a panto, bring his kid to a panto, because he knows if he brings the kid once,
that's
he's going to have to keep going.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I was going, I don't understand that, because it is so much crack for everybody.
Like, it is.
Because they're all written in such a way that it's not just about, okay, this isn't just for six-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many jokes in it.
There's that many different characters, you see. I mean, and that's what the beauty of it is, that the princess or the prince, they're there for the kids mainly, and they tell the fairy tale of the story. But then you have the dames, which are there for the adults.
Oh,
and
it's
just
funny.
You know, and the thing that I love about it is it starts at one stage, and the director probably won't like me saying this, but he comes in probably for the first week, and it's this lovely panto then, and then we get our hands on it. So by week four, it's probably a completely different
chaos.
Show.
Yeah.
Because as you can imagine, there's that many characters and comedians in it.
And also people, like, there's nothing like somebody corpsing. It, not in an obviously a very important emotional scene, but somebody corpsing laughing when the audience is in on it as well, and then like you just and then you can do that throughout the
that's
run
it,
you're
yeah.
doing and have different
and lots of
bits
times
of
something like that will happen by mistake,
yeah.
and then you'll find they'll be like, right, keep that in,
keep
so
that
it stays
exactly.
then. So
yeah,
it is
yeah,
it
yeah.
is great, and we have a great cast. We have our David Gilner, who was the dame last week. He's back again this year,
David,
as
yeah,
Glammy. And then we also have Al Foran, who's with us.
Oh, Al, the impersonator. A Pormanic man like me, but what an impersonator.
Oh, he's
that
brilliant.
Is.
He's such a lovely guy. We actually had him on the podcast well a couple of weeks ago, last minute. And he's just such a gentleman.
Yeah,
so when you meet
totally.
Someone, you're like, you know, your sound.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great.
That's
get your
so
tickets.
Christmassy. The lark.ie, do that. I want to talk about Al Foran and the podcast and everything like that in a few minutes' time, right? But I also want to talk about your own music. So listen, I want to play this for everybody. This is called What Is Love. Listen to this.
Am I an old romantic or just a fool? Just a fool to believe in the magic because of you, because of you. Is this love worth fighting for? 'Cause I'm not so sure anymore. What is love? What is love?
Dude, I love that song. I love that song so much.
You know what's funny? No one ever chooses that song
really?
Because it's the slow ballad
yeah.
off the EP, and it's so nice, actually. Thanks very much.
No, not at all. Listen, I'm delighted. I'm delighted that you feel the same way I do about it. No, that stood out to me. I really did listen to it because, like, look, lots of people do lots of pop songs, but I think a slow one can kind of showcase lots of different parts of a performer.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great side of you.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you know what? That's probably my favourite, one of my favourite tracks on the album. Karen will kill me for saying that because it's actually like a breakup kind of song.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
As a songwriter, we did a writing session probably over 12 months ago now with a fella called Mark Kaplis and some great writers.
So Chloe Agnew was there as well.
Conor McQuaid, Wayne Farrell, a load of us did a session and we got 6 tracks from it. And this was one of them that I decided to put on the EP, and it's just kind of a lot. It's completely different to anything that I'm normally as well when I'm out promoting my music, and it's like the happy, the cheeky chappy stuff. So it was never really one when I was chatting with the PR team for the EP that they were like pushing for. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it is definitely one of my favourites on the track. And to strip things back as well, it's nice to do that every now and then.
And are there live dates coming up? Because people love seeing you.
We've just announced a tour for the start of 2025.
Amazing.
So we're going to be in Drogheda. We're in Back in the Lark doing a show there, a theatre show there. We haven't announced it yet, but we're coming to Galway.
Brilliant.
We're going to be in Cork and where else? We're all over, so all the dates are
What's
on.
What's the website so people can make sure?
JakeCarterOfficial.com or Jake. On the social media. So it's great. You know, I obviously do all the like the pantos, the podcast, all that stuff, but music is my main passion. I love gigging with the band, and it's great to get some live shows out there.
Yeah, well, early 2025, get your hands on tickets to go and see Jake. Let's talk about this podcast, okay? The Carter Couch. Because when I saw it, first of all, I was like, this is such a great idea. It's such a great idea. So, like, tell everyone who the protagonists of the podcast are.
The Carter Couch is basically me, Jake Carter, my brother Nathan Carter, and then my girlfriend Karen Byrne. And she wasn't happy when it was called the Carter Couch, obviously. So we start every episode starts with "Welcome back to the Carter Couch," and Karen says "Slash Byrne."
Byrne.
Right. I don't know whether for season 2 we might have to change up the title, but we were on about doing a podcast for ages, and I was very late to the whole podcast listening. Okay. Scene. I started listening to this extremely Scouse podcast, right, called Have a Word, which has these comedians from Liverpool, and they just say anything, absolutely anything, and it's the most Scouse thing you'll ever listen to. But I started listening to this in the gym and then driving, and Karen would be sitting beside me and she goes nuts. She's like, why are you listening to this again? Because
you can't understand
that.
I mean, look, it is, in fairness, the Scouse accent is one thing, but when Scouses talk to Scouses, there's slang, there's code. I suppose it's, to be honest with you, it's a lot like when Irish people from the same area talk to each other.
If you
can
go
often
to Killarney and there's two Killarney lads chatting to each other, there's not
best
a chance.
Yeah.
But people were asking for ages, would we do one? Then I was like, you know what? Let's just try it. So one day we were sitting in our apartment, actually in Dublin, and Nathan came up and we put the voice recorder on and let it play away and chatted for a while. And funny enough, I'm going to bring him up again. He's getting loads of mentions. Brian, he's produced podcasts for years and he's big into it. And he was asking me for ages, why don't you do one? And I sent it to him and I said, look, this is just a very rough idea. Let me know what you think. And he come back and he's like, Jake, this is great. Like, nothing was planned. It was literally just chatting.
Yeah, three
the hardest
chatting.
Thing about it, and I've kind of took, well, I didn't really take it. I was handed it the role of organising everything. So Karen and Nathan do absolutely nothing. But because the three of us have such busy lives, trying to get the three together.
Yeah.
And then I'm arguing with Nathan saying, you come up here and we'll record it in Dublin. He's arguing with me saying, you come up here to Fermanagh and we'll record it. So we've made do. We've done episodes in Spain. We've done episodes on the tour bus.
Have you done any remote yet where you're all in different places?
No, we haven't done that. That was one thing I kind of
didn't
want
to do
that.
Yeah, that's fair.
You get that broken. You know, there's times when we're sitting there and there could be a little like face that Nathan pulls or something that I'd get or something that Karen would do that I just think if you go to like the Zoom thing then I think it would lose a little bit of that.
Because it's funny because Neil Delamere and I do a podcast together and we have always done it remote because we started it during lockdown. But then one day we said, hey, why are we doing this? Come to my house. And we sat in the same sitting room. And within 3 minutes we went, no, this is terrible. And I went upstairs to my bedroom and he stayed in the sitting room. We did the podcast that way. It was like, we're still on Zoom, but we're just one floor apart.
Like once you get something.
Yeah, totally.
Because I probably was quite nervous for the first couple of them going out because we'd never done it before.
Totally.
And like, I would be liable to say something completely wrong.
You think you'd be liable. I think the most difficult thing of doing this with two people who you love and two people you're so close to is the fact that those people are the ones that can hang you out to dry the most. For example, the beautiful moment when Karen told this story.
Right, so he pulls back the towel and there's them disposable underwear, but I was only thinking to myself, like, that's surely just for a girl. He whips his jocks off and starts putting his little tongue up his arse.
That's like, what you meant to do. You meant to put the little knickers on.
I
like,
says, Jake, surely you don't actually use them. And he says to me, oh no, I always chew any time I get that.
Because I had trunks on. So you're not going to leave your trunks on?
Little bleeding G-string. I was like, lie in the bed, because I give me the ick, first of all. So then we're both lying there on the bed. The knock on the door, these two girls come in. That's grand. And then all of a sudden, this gobshite starts snoring.
You see, you just get real life out of a podcast like this.
To be honest as well, like, Karen just slates me on it every week. There's something else. So I think it's probably more like a therapy session for us too.
I would say so. But to be honest with you, I love yourself and Karen's relationship, because most of the time it is you guys slating each other. Like, you do the thing where you talk about Scouse words or Dublin words and you both try to pronounce them or understand them, whatever. And then, like, generally, she'll just have a go at you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I love it. Like,
no, she doesn't hold back completely.
She doesn't like your gym videos.
No, she hates... Yeah, she keeps going on about that as well. And I recently bought an exercise bike for in the living room.
Yeah.
But it wasn't really an expensive one. It was only, I think it was 200 quid or something. So it kind of squeaks a bit and stuff. So this drives her nuts. And there was on the podcast, we tell a story on one of the episodes of me getting in. And sometimes when I'm on this fitness buzz, I'm like, right, I just need to do it. Yeah. So it was like 11 o'clock at night and I jumped on this bike and she lost it. So she tells that story on it as well. And Nathan as well, he's kind of like he referees a little bit, but then sometimes he'll just start having a go at me as well and takes Karen's
brothers
side.
Brothers do that, so, brothers do that.
Yeah, it's a funny old dynamic.
It certainly is. Well, look, Carter Couch is the name of the podcast. It's brilliant. And you can also see Jake in The Lark in Balbriggan in the panto, which is Cinderella. Listen, I've spoken to you before, so I've asked you the kind of quick fire round questions. I know you're a bit of a leg washer. I mean, try not to hold that against you, but fine. But a question I didn't ask you the last time you were in was, what are you currently obsessed with?
While I'm in panto mode as well, I'm obsessed with coffee, but as in good coffee.
Okay.
I've kind of become a bit of, and I think I kind of always have been, but a bit of a coffee snob. Also, when I'm late to it, I'm addicted to Gangs of London at the minute.
Oh, what
on
a
Netflix.
Show. Yes.
It's so gruesome.
What I love about that show is it's very rare you watch a show where the whole time you're sitting at the edge of your seat going, oh, he's going to find out.
Yeah.
But because look, it's an undercover story. That's all we need to say about it, in case you haven't watched it. It's old, but it's still not that old.
It's great.
But I love it, sitting on the edge of my seat like that.
And I was on tour this weekend with Nathan. Mm. We were on the tour bus and I'm going to chat about it on the podcast this week. But I got back and I didn't tell Karen that I'd watched two more episodes, the last episodes of season one. So you can imagine my hair reaction for that.
Yeah,
one.
That's not going to go down well.
Yeah, so.
Okay, Gangs of London and coffee. And the final question I'll ask you is, when you were growing up, what posters did you have on your wall?
I was a huge McFly fan.
Were you?
Yeah, massive. Amazing. McFly fan. It was the first gig I ever went to. I actually went into a charity shop this week and they had one of the first albums I bought, which was Room on the Third Floor.
Yeah, great album.
The lad standing on the like little post. So I was big into McFly, yeah.
Brilliant. And nothing else, any football ones or anything like that?
Yeah, I was a big Liverpool fan. I always had Liverpool. Bull calendar, but I don't think I ever had the posters. No,
okay,
just always a calendar.
Fair. Right, McFly it is. Jake, always great to catch up. Thanks a million for bringing the guitar in, and best luck at the panto and the podcast. Thanks a million.
Thanks,
Dave Moore on Today FM.
If you're ready to elevate your driving experience, the first ever Kia K4 is worth a closer look. It combines style and performance with a sleek, futuristic design featuring Star Map LED headlights and an available panoramic display for unforgettable looks. Sirius XM comes standard in every Kia K4, bringing you closer to what you love. Plus, with an available 190 horsepower turbocharged engine, the Kia K4 delivers everything driving enthusiasts crave. Learn more at kia.com/K4.